Thank you for calling customer service.
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bridget speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. What is this customer support for?
We're a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. If you can provide me some information, I'd be more than happy to assist you. What's your zip code?
60462.
One moment. One moment. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Colleen Runyon.
Miss Runyon, would you verify your address for me, please?
Sure. 13142 Windward Trail, Orland Park, Illinois, 60462.
Waiting on your account to load up, ma'am. Give me just a minute. Yes, ma'am. I've located your transactions. How may I help you?
What are the transactions for?
So I see here on 9/30, September 30th, you paid the $575 for a contest entry for the kitchen product, for the kitchen, for a chance to win the kitchen products. You
What?
had, excuse me, you're not aware of the $5.74
No.
back in September?
No.
On card number 4714, ended in 4714.
Yeah, because I'm looking at my statement and I'm wondering what's going on, where this is from.
Well, what is from? What dollar amount you talking about, ma'am?
I called you for a dollar amount of let me get back up there. $54.95.
54.95.
Yeah.
I don't see that amount, ma'am.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Wait. I think I have the wrong one. I think my card's been breached or something because I've got several charges that I don't
Yes,
know
ma'am. The
what
charges are
they are.
initiated from when the first count, the account is done. That's what I'm saying. But when you say you didn't do the 574, but that's what it starts from.
No.
So is your email Colleen Kanyon, Colleen K Runyon at gmail.com?
Yes, that is my email.
Yes, ma'am. So this was what someone else in the household would have done it?
No, there's no one here. Like, I mean, it's my husband, but he doesn't even know
So
how
you
to
saying
do.
you didn't enter into a sweepstakes or a contest entry or a survey?
No.
Okay, ma'am, let
You
me
said
try.
that was
Yeah, let me
the end
transfer
of September?
for, yes, ma'am, the end of September for $5.74 initiated it. And then during the trial period, if you didn't let them know that you did not want to continue, that's when they started picking up the other charges for $56.95. Order 67, which is a monthly charge, is what it is. It's a monthly reoccurring charge. So you initiated this in September. You have 4 days, which from September 30th to December 4th, I'm sorry, from September 30th to October 4th, to let them know that you did not want to become a member. If they do not hear from you, it automatically enrolls you into the online discount store. Now, with the online discount store, you have $125 gift voucher that you can shop with them each time they charge you for the month. So, and in the discount store, they have all kind of kitchen stuff, dash cams, underwater cameras.
You know, I don't really shop much online, so.
And that's fine. I can cancel the membership going forward, but you were saying you didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is.
Okay, ma'am. Did we not enter our card number here on for $5.74?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, let me transfer you to the fraud department. Please hold.
Okay.
They'll do an investigation, and they can tell exactly the IP address that it come from, okay?
Okay. $67.32.
That's the membership charge, ma'am. Each month they charge you after you initiated the contact.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's I was just paying my bill for this month, and I saw the charge on, well, that was the charge November 5th. I think there was another one.
Yes, ma'am. I see all the charges, but what I'm saying is either you're saying you don't know about it or it initiated September 30. So I'm transferring you to the fraud department. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Because you didn't charge the $67, but did you charge the $5.74? Which initiates all of this. If you don't cancel it, they will automatically charge you. But they're going to do an investigation.
Okay.
They'll do an investigation, and you saying you didn't do any of this, like put your phone number, your account number, your card number, your address, your email, all of this in, they're gonna ping the IP address and find out exactly where it comes from, and they'll do an investigation from that point.
Okay, and how do can you cancel this?
Okay, if we're canceling it, are you canceling it because you don't want to do it, or are you canceling it because it's not you? I'm trying to see, am I going to transfer it or not?
No,
transfer?
It's not me.
Okay, well, let me just
pay for it.
Well, if I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department, ma'am, that's going to take care of that for you.
Okay.
All right, hold on. They'll do an investigation. If you're saying you're not doing it, they're going to be able to find out where it's come, the charges are coming from.
Okay.
Hold, please. Hold on.
Hello.
Okay, ma'am, I'm about to get you transferred now. Please hold.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support. Transfer now.
Okay.